Good morning and welcome to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country 94.3, Western Licking County. Glad you could join us, Dave Doney, Joel Riley. A beautiful Monday morning. Great way to start the work week. Mostly sunny skies today, high in the low 60s. Clear tonight, low near 39. And then Tuesday, just as nice, sunny with a high near 60. So some beautiful weather coming our way over the next 24 to 48 hours. Joining us today is Jacob Palmer. He's the assistant director at the Boys and Girls Club of Newark. And Jacob, we were joking a little bit earlier, you know, we like to have a little fun on here. Well, I had a kind of a so-so week, and I married off my youngest son. And things went very well. I mean, as far as weddings go, went really well. Can you top a son's wedding on a weekend?
No, honestly, I don't think so. I did. I had a Halloween party. I love Halloween, so okay. That was my weekend. It's just getting into the season spirit.
Was it a character? Was it a dress-up party?
Costumes are required okay. For Halloween. That's how I do it.
What did you go as? I got to ask.
I dress up as a wizard this year.
Wow. With
fake beard and everything. So.
So a Harry Potter wizard, or what are we talking
more
about?
More like, I would say, like Lord of the Rings, okay. Like Gandalf style.
All right. Well, yeah, I'm bigger Lord of the Rings guy than Harry Potter.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm the Hobbit guy more than any of them, to be honest with you.
I've got to ask, too, I'm sure there were treats at your party, but where do you fall on trick-or-treating and candy? Because there was a report this morning from DoorDash saying some of the, what they call it, Grandma candies, bit of honey, Necco wafers, things like that are coming back.
They'd sit in a bowl and just become one big rock in the bowl kind of thing.
So are you for that?
Oh, absolutely not. Okay. Those got to go.
They were giving out Necco wafers, Jacob.
Oh my goodness.
How bad is that?
Yeah, that's pretty rough.
That's egg your front windows.
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't do that to your friends, would you?
Absolutely not. No. No, we're doing like Milky Way, Snickers, things like
Bravo.
That.
That's,
Jacob, where was the invite, bud?
Sorry.
Leftovers. Come on now. So you get into the Halloween. Did everybody? Now look, I'll be the first to tell you. Everybody knows I'm not a Halloween guy. I've literally gone to Halloween parties with no costume on. My wife cringes.
Man.
Oh yeah. Will you allow folks in if they don't have a?
It's tough. It's tough. I'll have to question them. Like, you had a lot of time to find something, so I'm not sure. I mean, even just throw on a button-up shirt and say you're like a businessman or something.
Do you give out prizes?
I did. I did little trophies for everybody.
All right, so who was the... what was the winning costume?
The winning costume was Power Rangers. My cousin came as full, like, helmet on and everything. So
really?
They really went for it, yeah.
Wow. All right, yeah. Then.
God bless you. That speaks to me for you, David.
My kids have always, not always, but they were that.
I can see you dressing up like a Power Ranger.
But they don't have a suit big enough, and no one wants to see the stuff, if you know what I mean.
You got the helmet on, though.
I'll just leave it at that. They'll see that body. They'll be like, that Blue Ranger was never that fat. Is that Donnie? Let's get off of what I'm talking about here. Jacob, I told you this would go off the rails. You didn't believe me. I said, this is unlike any other show you've ever done. Boys and Girls Club of Newark, you're the assistant director. Yeah. Take me through. What's a day like for Jacob Palmer?
Well, I started as an intern there, so I've been there for 4 years now. And I have to stick around. It's a great organization. For me, I do a lot of like membership registration. I sign kids in and out every day. We do pretty extensive programming throughout our regular days. So we have Power Hour, where we help kids with homework, and we feed dinner to the kids every day. So for me, it's a pretty busy, like between that 3 and 7 p.m., it's pretty busy. We got kids coming in the door, and we have busing from Newark and Heath, so get those buses. And yeah, that's a pretty typical day for me.
You're young enough that math homework probably still makes sense to you.
Sometimes. Math was my... You had to say math. That was my worst subject, so...
Look, he's like, cut it off.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's the thing. I think, you know, having a little younger appeal, you know, within the confines of Boys and Girls Club, I think that parents would love that. Just, I mean, you know, so many parents sweat that. I mean,
yeah.
That homework thing, it's like... What are they teaching? How are they teaching? It's so different now.
Yes, absolutely. Well, and we have youth development professionals that they, you know, their whole thing is to help with that Power Hour time, and we reward the kids that are like focused on their homework. So we do like Power Hour points, and then it'll turn into like a pizza party or an ice cream party or something fun. So also incentivizing those kids to get that homework done. So
when you talk about maybe give folks kind of how many kids you have registered, how many show up on a regular basis?
Yeah, so we currently have 130 kiddos registered, and we're getting about 70 or 80 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But our building capacity is 118. So Got to get kids in the door.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, did you always know you wanted to work with kids?
No, I actually thought I wanted to be an architect for some reason. But then math came into the picture again and realized, oh, no.
Now we understand.
Yeah,
and on behalf of everybody who walks in a building, we're glad you didn't take that route, Jacob.
Right.
But, I mean, what was it then that you said, you know what, I'm going to do this?
Well, I went into music education for a while. So I taught at a little school called Waterloo, really enjoyed it. But then as time went on, I was like, well, if I do music teaching, I'm going to get that degree and I'm going to retire as the same music teacher as when I started. And I just like to grow and get better. So I changed my degree into social work and came out and graduated college during COVID. So I had to find something real quick. Like, where am I going to intern? What am I going to do? I went to Kent State, had to jump back home and figure it all out. And luckily Amanda was at the club and she knows some of my family members. And so we got connected and I just haven't left. So
here, I'm going to make you mad as a golden flash. Fear the Rue. That's Akron U. So I knew I'd get him upset.
It was
over 10 minutes in. He's ready to leave.
Yeah,
son graduated there. Wife graduated there. So
well, this has been nice. But anyway,
what's been the best part? What's the hardest part of your job?
Hardest part of my job, I would say, it's just, I think, like, well, what you said, like with the homework, I mean, school is so different these days than it was before. And so kids are coming in with really complicated homework and they're so stressed to the max about how they're going to get it done. And so just getting kids to calm down after that school day can be difficult. I mean, I'm the first one that they see when they come off the bus. And so for me, I get to kind of touch base right as they get in there. And there's just a lot of stress in the school day right now. So that's definitely one of the hard parts of it, for sure.
But, and I imagine just dealing with kids, that you got to find something funny with them every single day.
Right. Yeah. Which is, sometimes that's not difficult at all. Kids will do the wildest things. So
now, certain age groups, certain classes that you see?
Well, you know, so we're all, you know, our club is open all the way through high school. But typically what we're seeing is really high numbers in our like fourth and fifth grade groups.
Okay.
So younger elementary is typically a bigger group for us. With those high schoolers, we like to get them into volunteer. They can get their volunteer hours to graduate through our club. And so they can come and sign up and do volunteer work at our club. So that's typically where we see our older kids.
Yeah.
Are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely. Anytime. Yeah. Anyone who's interested in volunteering, they can either reach out to me or they can reach out to Amy Sanders. She's our club director. So absolutely.
And that's, I mean, are there prerequisites for that? Because when you're working with kids, you know, moms and dads are kind of like, hey, who you got working there?
Oh, absolutely.
You have to jump through?
Absolutely. Yeah. We actually just kind of overhauled our volunteer process. And so now there's, once you sign up, there'll be extensive background check, of course. And there's actually a little training. I don't want to scare anybody off. It's not difficult. It's just a little, you know, a little video. But there's definitely a bit of a process to it for sure. So just to keep everybody safe and happy. So.
Well, sure. Yeah, no doubt about it. And before we take a break, I wanted to mention, too, it may seem Boys and Girls Club of Newark, but you're open to all of Licking County, correct?
Yes. Thank you for specifying, because yes, we are the only club located in Licking County, so we're open to the whole county. Of course, there are some, you know, like I said, we get that transportation from Heath and Newark, but we do have parents that will drive their kids after school to the club, and in the summer, we're open for a full day experience. Mm-hmm. So,
can you do one or the other? So if I, like I say, okay, let's say somebody lives in Licking Heights and they're in the Licking County part of Licking Heights. They don't want to do the day during school, but can they then sign up for all the summer?
Absolutely. We kind of separate those programs. So we do re-registration at the beginning of each of those after school and summer. So we definitely have kiddos that come in the summer and we don't see them in the school year.
Mm-hmm.
So absolutely.
So that program's got to be much more vigorous than for the summer if you got them all day.
Absolutely, yes. It's 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., so it's a much longer day. And we plan that whole summer out in advance, so we know exactly what the programming is going to be and all that stuff. So parents, they'll be able to see like a calendar of the whole month and see all that stuff that's coming at them. But yeah, it's a pretty extensive program. And we do lots of field trips in the summer as well. We've taken them to the Midland Theater before and the Works. And so we definitely put a lot of fun into that summer program.
So fun is the key, I'll bet, for summer, because, I mean, you know, summer school would be a drag for anybody.
Oh, gosh.
You got to learn a little bit, but that fun quotient's got to be a little higher.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We actually had a kid one time. We were in the summer program and had done a field trip, and he actually said to me, "Oh, my gosh, Mr. Jacob, I didn't realize I could learn and have fun at the same time." I was like, yes, it is possible.
That's a kid being honest.
Exactly, right.
That's a great honest right there.
That's a kid being honest. Real quick, you're in open enrollment. What do folks need to
absolutely.
Do?
So they just have to, we have to do registrations in person at 96 Mahalam. So you have to come into the club. We just ask that they come in between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. for registration. You can get a tour. It takes maybe 30 minutes. I'll run you through the whole process. We have a paper portion and an online portion, but it's pretty streamlined. So you just come into the club and I'll run you through the process and you'll be done. And the kids can start within 24 hours of registration. Mm-hmm. So.
And it's what, $5?
$10 for the whole, and that covers, that's a one-time charge. It covers the whole school year. We can only take debit or credit card for that charge. We can't take cash, but yeah, it's one time and it covers the whole thing. And like I said, we feed dinner every day too, and that's included. So
can't beat it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Can't beat it at all. It's such a great, great thing that's been in the community now for quite a while. Stay tuned. We'll have more with Jacob. We'll talk about their big Halloween events coming up. Somebody said it's Halloween, and I know Jacob probably is pretty excited about that. You're listening to Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7, Newark and Heath. Hey there, folks. Dave Doney here.
And Joel Riley.
We're your hosts for Talk of the Town, your go-to podcast for everything happening in our local community.
That's right, Dave. We dish out the latest on events, interview local leaders, and we sprinkle in a little fun.
More than a little fun. So whether you're a longtime resident or just passing through, join us every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for a good time and the inside scoop on all things local.
Yeah, don't miss out. Hit that subscribe button now and never miss an episode on your favorite podcast platform.
Or visit our website at WNKO.com to stay in the loop. And if there's a guest, event, or topic you think we should be talking about, send us an email to news@WNKO.com.
I love it. Tune in and be a part of the conversation.
Welcome back to Talk of the Town, Buckeye Country, 94.3 Western Licking County. Dave Doney, Joel Riley, our special guest today is Jacob Palmer with the Boys and Girls Club of Newark. Mostly sunny skies throughout the day today, low 60s, clear tonight, and then sunny on Tuesday as well. All right, Jacob, we were talking about all the great things that are taking place at the Boys and Girls Club, and you've already mentioned that you're a Halloween guy. Well, you guys are going all out this year. What's taking place for Halloween at the club?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So on Wednesday, we're getting close. On the 29th, we'll do our annual Halloween party. We're actually going to have like a DJ come in, and we'll have Halloween crafts and all sorts of fun Halloween stuff. And then kids can come in their costumes. So we'll do a costume contest as well. So that is technically a members only event. But if families are interested in just seeing what's going on at the club, they are more than welcome to come visit during that party just to check it out. And again, I can kind of walk them through that registration process for any future member only events.
And we know the snacks are going to be good because Mr. Palmer has his head on right.
That's
right.
Thank
when
you.
It
yes.
comes to that stuff.
There won't be any Necco wafers.
No.
Somebody walks in with those. I was laughing. Did anybody hand out? You probably, I got to believe you're too young to remember the circus peanuts.
Okay, no, I actually do remember
do
those.
You really?
I do, yes.
Okay, every grandma had them in the shelf.
Yes, yeah. I remember how nasty they were.
Yeah, you can't dress that up enough.
No.
Now, are you guys doing trick-or-treat in the neighborhood?
We are, yeah. This will be our first year of doing that, actually. I will be there. I'm with some staff and some volunteers. We'll be passing out candy there at the club. So anyone who is trick-or-treating in the Mahalam area, please stop by. We'll also have a haunted room inside the club. So it's another great opportunity for families who are interested on the inside of the club to just come on in and check it out.
And you're doing it that night on the 29th as well?
So that'll be the 30th.
The 30th, yep. Okay. So when the city is doing all
yes.
their stuff. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. So like I said, we'll have the club open and a little spooky room. So it'll be fun for any families that want to come down.
I'll bet the kids will love that.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, usually they're the ones running around getting all the candy, but to just pass it out too will be a little bit of fun for them if they want to. I mean, it's just however you want to do it. You said you're going to have a Halloween-themed room?
Yes, yes. We're going to get all sorts of Halloween decorations and take one of the classrooms and turn it into a spooky space. So once we do trick-or-treat, families will be able to kind of walk in, and any kids that want to go through the spooky room will be welcome to. So
I bet the kids would love doing that too, setting up a room. Or do you take care of
it? I'm going to take care of the room myself. I'm going to bring in...
Deprive them of their fun.
I know.
Here's why he's doing it. He don't want them breaking all his stuff. That's what it is.
This is actually extremely true. Yes, that is exactly what it is. Yeah, you know these Halloween decorations these days, they're so expensive to buy, but they're so cheaply made, they'll just fall apart. So I get very careful of how I put them up.
Yeah. Mm. I'll tell you what, do you set it up to get them a good scare every now and then?
Yeah. After? Yeah.
You look like you might be that type to do that.
Yeah.
Go over there and go get that for me real quick.
Right.
There's something jumping out at.
Yeah. All in good fun, but I've been collecting Halloween decorations for years now, so it's a welcome experience to get all that crap out of my house and take it down to the club and use it for a fun room. So
that brings me to another point. Donations?
Yes, yes.
But so, folks want to, and a lot of people don't have money, but I know, you know, you're cleaning out stuff and you're like, well, I don't, this is pretty nice. I don't want to get rid of this. I mean, what, as far as donations, people just bring stuff down to you? Is there anything
absolutely
you're looking for?
Yeah. So, I mean, on a regular basis, we will just generally take donations of any like Lysol wipes, paper towels, all that like daily stuff. We go through that stuff so fast, trash bags. So anything like that, if anyone's interested in donating. But for this particular thing, yeah, any old Halloween decorations that people have sitting around, bring them down to the club. We will put them in that room. So
he's lying through his teeth. He's taking them home. But what did that kid say?
Now, he already had his party for this year. So, you know,
he said it was expensive, and not my man's looking for some new stuff. I know.
Hey, old stuff, probably durable stuff.
You got that right. That's probably right. All right, so you got that going on, and then later in November, you've got a real neat thing that's going to be taking place.
Yeah. So after that'll be our dessert buffet. This has been going on a couple years. So Amanda Vazella, she started that I think at the Yes Club quite a few years ago. But we are doing it at the Boys and Girls Club now. It's essentially a day where we just lay out tables upon tables of all the desserts you can imagine, and kids get to get a plate and just eat dessert to their heart's content. So it's super fun. And
Now, is that something where you guys are making? Do you go out and buy? Do you ask people in the public, hey, can you make a dozen cookies if you're making them and bring them to us?
Well, so it's all donations for those desserts. We do ask, so we're going to start taking donations on November 17th. But we ask that like donations are like store-bought sealed like desserts rather than homemade. But yeah, anyone who's interested in donating desserts for that, we definitely will take them for sure.
Yeah, I know why you want them sealed, so you can take them home and they don't spill in your car. I mean, this guy here, he's not fooling anybody.
I think I'm taking everything.
He's not fooling anybody.
I think there's some legality and liability issues.
But that's
store-bought versus home-bought.
Now, think about that. If you were, now, look, I went to good old Camp Christopher in Northeast Ohio. We had fun. It was an outdoor camp. Never once did we have a dessert buffet.
Mm-mm.
Can you imagine how cool that would be? I guarantee you there will be not one kid will miss that day.
Oh, probably not. It's one of our highest days of the year for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I'm sure the parents love their kids coming, getting all that sugar, and then out the door. Go have fun.
Have that early in the day, wear them out, then
exactly
send them
home. It's perfect setup.
I think the 25th, is that's right around Thanksgiving this year, isn't
that? Yeah. So that's kind of our Thanksgiving thing. I mean, it's kind of the same, you know, tables of food where the kids, and we set up tables for all the kids to kind of sit together and eat. So it's kind of their Thanksgiving thing at the club.
Well, look, now, I'm telling you right now, I'm 58 years old. I never had dessert buffet for Thanksgiving. I can tell you that. I'd love to be a part of that.
For sure. There's the adult table, the kids' table, and the dessert table right there.
Has anybody seen Donny? Yeah, he's at the dessert table. So that takes you through Thanksgiving. You guys do much for the holidays?
Oh, yeah. Once Christmas comes around, that's kind of our biggest thing. Yeah. So we don't have all of those events set on the calendar yet, but, I mean, last year, we did something every single day the week before Christmas break. Club is closed when schools are closed, so we'll take that two-week break as well. But that week before we go off, we're doing stuff every single day, and every one of those days, every kid walked away with some sort of gift.
Yeah,
so
that's great. Do you see an uptick in the people coming through the the club then during the holidays?
We do, yeah. I think naturally it's just we do a lot of you know, we tell everybody what those events are, and we make a big deal of everything. And so we see some faces that we hadn't seen in a while. They're coming in for the Christmas stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah.
What's your relationship then with the Columbus? I mean, do you guys kind of bounce things off? You use
absolutely. Yeah. So Columbus, the Central Ohio organization, is our admin group, and so we definitely work very closely with them on all sorts of events and what we do. We actually just did it was called Rock the Mock, and so it was mock interviews for our team. We had some really wonderful community members come in and do kind of mock interviews with all those kids. So, and that was through, so Columbus did one as well. And so we kind of worked with them on how that was going to look and go. So
very nice. All right. If folks want to open and roll again, what do they need to do?
They just need to come down to the club at 96 Mahalam between 11:30 a.m. and 3:30 p.m. Like I said, it's like 30 minutes. I'll run you through the whole process and you'll be good to go.
And website, Facebook, social?
Yes, so we are at bgccentralohio.org, and then there's a tab for our Newark club, so yeah.
How many clubs in the Central Ohio community? There's not a lot, are there?
No, well, I think in Columbus, I think altogether right now we have maybe 7 or 8 clubs, but it's kind of shifting. There's like new club ideas and new clubs coming around, and so it kind of shifts, but again, we're the only one here in Licking County, so open for the whole area.
Right. Yeah, and again, it's not just for kids in the Newark area. A lot of people think, because you hear that, that's where it's at. It's not. You can have kids from all over. Well, Jacob, I appreciate you coming in today. You tell Amanda I want to see a doctor's note that she couldn't come in here. I want to see it. Tell her that. But she's great. I mean, she's just taken that and just run with it. And, you know, the Wallace family, Reese family, all that they've done to help. Oh, that reminds me, monetary donations? Folks want to?
Yes, absolutely. That would be a reach out to Amanda Vizzella. And also on our website, there's a link for it on that bgccentralohio.org. There's an area for it. So absolutely.
A lot of ways for folks to get involved.
For sure, yeah.
We appreciate it. Now, you've gotten through this one time. You can come back. Maybe next Halloween we'll have you back in. You can come in dressed up as something.
Oh, okay.
Not a wizard. Did that this year. You can't do that again.
Thank you so much.
No problem. Again, that's Jacob Palmer. He is the Assistant Director, Boys and Girls Club of Newark. Be sure to join us Wednesday for another edition of Talk of the Town on Buckeye Country 107.7.